I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
All That Jazz, with your host, Kernan Cross, presenting lyrical mainstream jazz with New Orleans swing and bop influences. Stay tuned, won't you?
Thank you. tune is Jersey Bounce. That's Jerry Mulligan, baritone saxophone, and Chet Baker on trumpet. It's from an album, Reunion. We'll be featuring Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker together coming up here on All That Jazz. Well, hello, everyone. It's Kernan here with you. Welcome to another edition of All That Jazz. We begin our program with a set by Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker, and then we'll make a connection because early in March is the birthday of Jerry Mulligan and also tenor saxophone player Sonny Stitt. We'll be featuring music from him as well, and then Jerry Mulligan and Sonny Stitt together. Let's continue with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful.
Thank you.
Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker recorded quite a few times together. They're not some of the most popular recordings, but I think they're very lyrical. And here we are ready to make another connection. The last tune we played was Stardust, and later in the program we're going to have a segment, Lyrics, by Mitchell Parrish. Mitchell Parrish wrote the lyrics to the Holge Carmichael tune, Stardust. But we'll move ahead now to another birthday guy, and that is baritone, tenor, and alto player Sonny Stitt. Here he is with the Charlie Parker tune, My Little Suede Shoes. Thank you. Sonny Stitt on alto saxophone with the Charlie Parker number Salt and Pepper. That was Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone on that number. Jerry Mulligan and Sonny Stitt both played with Dizzy Gillespie in their formative years. Here is a traditional number I was surprised to find out. It's Dark Eyes. It's become a jazz standard. Dizzy Gillespie, Jerry Mulligan, and Sonny Stitt.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we've heard an instrumental version of Stardust with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. That brings us to our next segment, Lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. Mitchell Parrish was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and moved to New York City, where he began writing lyrics for what became American pop tunes, American popular music. Those became hit songs during the 1930s and 1950s, and many of them have become jazz standards. We haven't had a vocal here on our program today, so here is Gregory Porter with Sweet Lorraine, a tune written by Cliff Burwell with lyrics added by Mitchell Parrish. It was Mitchell Parrish's first success in 1928. Sweet Lorraine.
Hello, this is Gregory Porter and Chip Crawford, and we are at the Henry Weston Sessions at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival, and I'm about to sing Sweet Lorraine. I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy. With a brand new choo-choo toy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. She's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see her, you'll realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now, when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. To think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. The sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Chip Crawford, thank you so much.
Stardust was written in 1927 by Hoagie Carmichael. Lyrics were added in 1929 by Mitchell Parrish and became his second hit. Here's Hoagie Carmichael playing and singing Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In my heart it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
As long as my heart
Ella Fitzgerald with Deep Purple. It became a huge hit in 1933. It was written by Peter DeRose with lyrics by, let's say it together, Mitchell Parrish. The tune, Deep Purple, was a favorite of Babe Ruth, and Peter DeRose performed the song at Ruth's birthday parties for about 10 years. Next, we have another Pete DeRose tune. It's called The Lamp is Low. It's adapted from a piece by Maurice Ravel. Mildred Bailey was one of the people who had a hit with this tune. Our tune today is Connie Evingson and the John Jorgensen Quintet.
last night.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light.
Yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama. Last night,
oh, by the season,
I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly,
heavenly,
a fairyland, yes, where no one else could enter. Just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
I never planned my imagination situation
so heavenly,
fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center, just you and me.
Beat like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight. And stars fell on Alabama.
From Gypsy Jazz to Stars Fell in Alabama, I'm sure you recognize Louis Armstrong and once again Ella Fitzgerald. The music was written by Frank Perkins in 1934. Our recording was from about 1956, about 20 years later after it was written. Mitchell Parrish often worked with Hoagy Carmichael. Here's a tune which became a jazz standard. It's One Morning in May. How's my enunciation? This version was recorded in 1933 by one of the most popular bands and vocalists at the time. It's the Ray Noble Orchestra with Al Boley, vocal. One Morning in May, 1934. Turn the record over to hear part two featuring Ray Noble, One Morning in May. Lyrics by Mitchell Parrish, Part 2.